This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get Todd a Snickers. Okay, get Todd a Snickers. And then the other Snickers should go to Chris Cuomo. Okay? and then we can start the program and we can get going here.
Because he's just not himself on the Snickers.
Well, as he says to me, you know how you get. Yeah. So time for a Snickers. Anyway, hi folks, how are you? Welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Fun program today. We're going to celebrate American Wind Week. That's right. Some interesting stats to share with you. It'll be later this hour. Also next hour, drones, planes, and people. We do that every month. There's a UAS, Unmanned Aerial Systems, a summit that's coming up in August, a little later this month, that we want you to know about. So we'll tell you about that as well.
Did you know it's National Left-Handers Day today, too?
Is that right?
Yeah, you know any lefties in your life?
Well, the whole week is
too
wind
many.
Week.
Yeah.
So the lefty is just today only?
Yeah, left-handed, Left-Handers Day.
Is that right?
Not Liberal Day or anything like that. Left-Handers Day. My wife is a lefty.
My wife is a lefty as well.
Liberal Day, come on. You know
yeah,
that.
Right.
Any kids that are lefties?
Nope.
Well,
son's a righty.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, we do. So, mom and daughters. So how about that, huh? Kind of cool, daughter. I'm trying to remember. Is Hannah left-handed? I can't remember. Anyway, she's not listening now, so I'm not in trouble.
End of the year.
Yeah.
Says that left-handers are an uptight bunch. They feel more restrained and inhibited. A recent study revealed behavior tests showed that left-handers are more likely to feel anxiety, shyness, or embarrassment.
Once upon a time, they had their left hands tied behind their back and were forced to try to be right-handers. I don't blame them for being a little upset. I'd be, too.
Good point.
Like, stop trying to reverse nature, you freaks.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
With the whole left-hand thing? Yeah. Okay, good. Not good.
Because you don't know whether your kid's left-handed or not. That's not our fault.
I just can't remember. I know Haley is, but I can't remember if Hannah is.
Give Scott the other Snickers.
I'm trying to remember if it's two. Yeah. But I see Peter Ducey is in front of a giant wind turbine right now in Des Moines, Iowa. So he, too, is celebrating Wind Week. So it's everywhere. How about that? It's everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Ducey on, of course, the Fox News channel. Not CNN, where you get folks like Chris Cuomo. We should explain the Chris Cuomo thing before I move on. Chris Cuomo is an anchor on CNN. And somebody texted me last night and said, oh, my gosh, you've got to see this. I tagged you on this tweet, so I go watch this. And we can't play it on the air because it's full of profanity. But what triggered this guy anyway, Kevin? What was the deal?
There's a man in New York yesterday approached CNN's Chris Cuomo and called him Fredo, which is a reference to Brother Fredo from The Godfather, apparently. Cuomo, you're going to have a problem, man. What are you going to do about it? And then the F-bomb started, and it went on and on and on. I mean, to the point of you're going to have an effing problem. I'm going to throw you down these effing stairs, et cetera, et cetera. Just F-bomb laden. And he didn't look intoxicated. Didn't look anything. He just looks mean.
And is it a kid or something?
A jerk. No, it's a younger man. He's probably early 20s.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, if somebody called me Fredo, I'd probably go, whatever, keep walking. I don't know. Why do you think that triggered him?
It's not the most blatant of slurs out there. It's like calling me a kraut because I'm German. I'm not going to lose my mind over it.
I think that's what it was. He took great because he's Italian, apparently. And apparently you don't use the name Fredo with an Italian person.
Italians don't try to get to corner the market on racial slurs. Sorry, Italians. Take a back seat. There's some people ahead of you.
Yeah, he's telling the guy, you want to take a swing? Take a swing. Take a swing. Then the guy's like, I'm not going to take a swing at you. Oh, yeah.
Hey, second grade called. They're missing you.
Yeah, the ratings loss at CNN must be really getting to him.
It sounds to me like a first world problem there. I don't really understand.
No kidding.
Really. Yeah, I mean, man.
Jerk.
Talk
serious?
About
wow.
I am feeling the love. Love, 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 love. Can you, do we have any love music?
Sure.
Can't find some love music because I'm feeling the love today. And I may receive a little bit of a pushback from this from the audience. We'll see. I don't know. I might get compared to Mitt Romney like I did yesterday. That I was a closet Mitt Romney supporter. Remember that? Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. First of all, we talked about this a little bit yesterday because the press conference was actually happening during the show. But the Trump administration is essentially establishing some new rules on legal immigration. Oh, that's love. Yeah, that's definitely
love. There you go.
And God loves you, so do I, ladies and gentlemen. We're all about the love here. So the administration is saying, if you want to come into the United States, you're in Mexico, this is a scenario, you want to come to the United States, you need to show some sufficiency income-wise before you're granted a green card, because we don't want you to come into the United States and be a burden on our safety net. That is a safety net that's funded by the American taxpayer, right? We, the taxpayers, pay a lot of taxes, and we fund a safety net for people that you'll need a leg up, need help, okay? But that's not funded by people who come to this country, okay? So that one I think is perfectly fine. I took exception a little bit to the one about education that you had to have, and I don't remember the exact requirements, but basically they're saying a minimum level of education you have to have in order to come into the United States as part of your green card. And that seems a little snooty to me. That's where I'm not feeling the love. I'm feeling like, that's the kind of thing that could send the wrong message somewhere else. Now, I realize it's a privilege to come into the United States. I realize we want them to be productive members of society. But are we saying without an education, you can't be a productive member of society? Or are we just saying because this is a privilege coming into the United States and we believe an education will give you a better chance at success, we are doing the better thing for you by requiring education? That's a question there that requires a few answers. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd, too. It's 701-226-8503. And let me know what you think. I'm welcoming any comments that suggest that I've gone a little soft on this one, but I'm having a soft spot. I'm feeling the love for people no matter if they are lifelong citizens of the United States or seek to come here and build their dream here. Do they have to have an education? Should that be a requirement of a green card? And if we say yes, what do you say to people say, see, this is just another example of how hateful it is, this administration, or you people that, don't want to just have open right. borders. In other words, are we giving them something? You see what I'm saying? Kevin and Todd have abandoned me there now.
Great question. Yes, absolutely.
You're out on a limb here now. What do you think? Is it, I don't think this, but could it be perceived as heartless to say you need an education to come to this country legally?
It's always been there, though. I mean, I talked earlier this morning about my buddy in San Diego at the radio station who, before he got his green card, had a visa or something. He came across the Mexican border every day to work at the radio station, got his green card. It took him a process, but he had to be sponsored. He had to put something, had to have a job. Was all part of the process, and then for some reason we just gave up on all that, it seems. But yeah. That's what getting a green card has been all about. Are you working? Are you going to contribute?
I'm all for that. I'm not talking about that piece of it.
Right.
I think that's 100% makes sense. It's just America being stupid to say, you know, you can come here and, you know, whether you have a job or not, because you're setting them up for failure, number one. Number two, you're guaranteeing more burden on the taxpayers. That's dumb. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying this is an education question. I know a lot of productive members of society who don't have an education, and they do things that fit their skill set. They provide for their families. They, you know, bring home the bacon, everything else. It can be done. So I'm just questioning that one. I'm saying, you know, does this give the critics ammo needlessly? You know, should it be a requirement? And maybe it should. Maybe it should for folks that are coming here. Maybe that's the difference. We're not going to judge someone that lives here, but if we know if you do have an education, you'll have greater economic opportunity. So therefore, we're going to require it among immigrants. Maybe that's it. But then that part where I'm, you know, not feeling the love is, what kind of a message are we sending here? Should I not worry about that? What kind of message are we sending? Just
no.
Do the right, okay. Just do the right thing?
Yep.
All right. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Our telephone numbers. Text to. Let me know what you think. I want to know. Feeling the love.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cal Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa is ND Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase a flag's life, so email Melissa at ndflagpoleguy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sunny Mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. HATandSons.com. Great place to check out their successes in helping businesses reduce their bottom line, their expense side. Pretty amazing what they're doing. 1,000 buildings now. Maintaining their mechanical heating and cooling systems. The businesses get certainty. They know exactly what that dollar amount is going to be. And there's no surprises because H.A. Thompson & Sons does the maintenance. They extend the life. And if it does break down, they replace it. Works great. Call for an estimate. 701-223-3393. If you're watching that bottom line, it's a great way to squeeze a little bit more efficiency out of there. Doing that for a lot of folks now. 701-223-3393. Pete, traveling I-94. What's on your mind, Pete?
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I think you're right on the mark that there should be some sort of educational requirement, but we still need unskilled workers, people that don't have any education at all. There's a need for that in this country. And as long as there's a need for something, what's the problem with letting people in? I'm all for immigration as long as it's done with rules. Got to be fair.
Yeah, this really sucks agriculture. I talked to a farmer friend of mine who, was desperate for people and hired three individuals. Two of them checked out, whatever their verification came back. One did not, and so they obviously let that person go. Well, that person takes the other two with them, and then now they're down again. Now, in that case, he's not going to employ an illegal, alien. Two were legal, but if we could reform the legal immigration system to say, okay, we need more, take more, including for agriculture, I think that's a good thing, and I don't think they need, requiring an education from them would not make a lot of sense, and they're productive members of the ag economy right now, so I don't know.
Right. Well, I agree with that. In a perfect world, I'd love everybody to speak English, but that's not going to happen. We're just going to have to deal with people not speaking English, and let's hope that they're going to try and assimilate and learn how to speak English once they get here. But yeah, we have people needing help. We have lots of them here in the Dakotas, in the tourist industry. They need all kinds of help, and they can't get it. They're going without people out in the Rapid City, the Black Hills area. There's all kinds of jobs available all summer long.
Yeah, very true. Very true, Pete. Appreciate your call and your thoughts, and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. We got a lot of savvy agriculture minds in this audience on what's on your mind. You want good, hardworking, honest individuals legally able to work in this country, do they need an education to be productive? Should we say, if you don't have the education, you're gone? The premise of this, right from their wording on the rule, is the United States seeks immigrants who can support themselves, not those who depend on public resources to meet their needs. It's not controversial. Again, I am calling into question whether the education requirement needs to be there, especially given the amount of people needed in agriculture. I'm not talking about somebody who's running the farm. Clearly, you need an education for that. I mean, everything's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, there are some people that have no formal education, but they sat next to a very smart grandfather, father, uncle, whatever, and learned the trade. Okay, they've got it, but we're talking again about people that would be coming here to the United States, realizing the American dream. Should there be a requirement? That's my question. Grand Forks, Scott, you're up and what's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been listening to what you were saying, and I think what the bottom line is what is the level of education that we're asking for? We're not asking for a bunch of PhDs, but don't you think that people who are working on a farm or working for farmers need to know how to read and write?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe,
yeah.
Maybe the education level is the equivalent of eighth grade or the equivalent of a high school diploma. or a GED. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody has to have a four-year degree or anything. So if we want to, well, this is what I think, if we want to maintain the education level of our citizenry, the people that we want to bring into the country, we want them to have at least a basic education, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't disagree there. In fact, I'm trying to find the exact language of what's, you know, defining education, because that's a very good point.
Yeah, I think that's the important question, because not everybody's got a high education or upper level education, and not everybody needs an upper level education. You know, and the previous caller's right. There are still semi-skilled, unskilled jobs that have to be done. You know, there's good money to be made on those.
Good point, Scott. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's go to Dickinson. Chris, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I agree, you know, with what you're saying about being productive, but if you look at the way things are going in the job market, they're saying in 15 years, 40% of the jobs are going to be automated. We don't really want them to be productive. We want them to be prosperous. And you at least need a high school education, if not a college degree, 5 to 10 years down the road to even have a job. You know, low-skill jobs are going to be few and far between. Even then, you know, culture will get more and more automated. Oh.
In other words, don't blank. Require an education.
I would say yes, because we're setting them up for failure otherwise, because in 5 to 10 years, they're not going to qualify to have a job. You know what I mean? Most of the workers are going to be replaced.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Back to Grand Forks. And Jill, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I was wanting to chime in about the issues with the farmers. I think there's a difference between having somebody immigrate to our country legally with the criteria that they're asking for, you know, from the State Department being an education and stuff like that, and a migrant worker program where we, immigration services vets these people. They come in, they bust in, and they go to the different fields to work during the planting and harvesting time, and then they're bust back to their country, having made a nice amount as we need it, as the farmers need it. And I think that's an HB1 visa program where they're not going to immigrate to our country. They're just simply coming in and supplying work for the farmers. And I know that, like, I know a landscaper who has particular individuals who are in that program, and he gets them yearly from Mexico, and then they go back to their country every year. So it's not that they're coming to our country to be permanent.
Some are not. You're right, Jill. Good point. Thanks for the call. Out of time, so we got to roll. We're going to come back and talk about American Wind Energy Week. When we come back and more of your calls, we'll return to the news of the day, top of the hour, on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. We believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched. If there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration defending a new policy it unveiled yesterday concerning immigration that won't let immigrants that it determines are likely to become welfare dependent get green cards. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services.
We try to avoid having immigrants come through our process, come to our country, or become green card holders who are likely in the future to become welfare dependent.
Cuccinelli speaking on Fox News there, saying the rule does not affect refugees or those who've sought political asylum. FBI agents are reportedly searching a U.S. Virgin Islands home that belonged to deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who appears to have hung himself in a federal correctional facility in Manhattan over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Top of the hour, looking ahead to some events that are coming up at the booming Watford City, North Dakota location, the Rough Riders Center, where they we talked to Terry Moe last week. I have just so many things going on. It's pretty amazing. And effective writing and messaging strategies, one example of that, on August 13th. Today, in fact, they're doing managing change and conflict while building a team. They do professional development classes there, just one of many things. umary.edu/worksmarter. That's a UMary program. Coming up at the end of next month is North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. It's going to say Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That's another time. Anyway, the Petroleum Council's annual meeting is happening, and there's a lot of events for the public. So find out about that. Take a look at the agenda and take it all in beautiful Watford City. A lot going on there. Red Fest was absolutely fantastic. 27 before the top of the hour. I was trying in the break to find the rule related to education and the actual language. I haven't found it, but I'll keep digging, and we'll come back to that at the top of the hour and see if we can have some more information on that. Invite a guest from the White House, too, to talk about it, because I think the whole definition of public change, public charge, rather, is it makes some sense. How do you prevent people from being a public charge? What does public charge mean when it comes to immigration? So back to that when we get to it. Right now, we're going to celebrate. Did you know it's American Wind Energy Week? That's worthy of celebration. Absolutely. We're joined today by Tammy Eibach. Tammy is the director of NDC. Yes, that's North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. They have a pretty simple goal, really, and that is promoting all energy, all of the above, right? Yes, wind energy. But this is about more of everything. North Dakota producing more coal, more oil, more wind, sell it to other states, other consumers. That's what North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions stands for. I applaud that message. All of the above, we support it wholeheartedly here. Bob Harms is the policy advisor for NDC, yes. And, of course, Bob has been a guest of the program before, but he's a guy that's been working in energy policy for two governors, Schaefer and Hoeven, and a lot of expertise in the policy arena over the years. Tammy and Bob, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Very good, Scott. Thank you.
Happy American Wind Energy Week.
Scott, it is Happy American Wind Energy Week, and we're thankful to have the time to tell some of your listeners about how grateful we are here in North Dakota that we can celebrate and acknowledge American wind energy in America, and primarily here in North Dakota as well.
I'm a little bummed out that we don't have a wind turbine to do it behind, because that's what they're doing on Fox today. See, they're They're down in Des Moines, Iowa, and they have a giant wind turbine that people are signing. I think we'll have to do that at some point.
I saw that, and I kicked myself in the tooth thinking, boy, we could have done something really cool with that. But next year.
For another day. Exactly right. Yeah. So what exactly is American Wind Energy Week, anyway?
Well, in 2017 was the actual inaugural launch by the American Wind Energy Association, what we call AWEA. And it's just recognizing wind energy as a player in the energy industry across America. And today we want to talk to you and your listeners about what wind energy means for the state of North Dakota. As an example, the country produces almost 98,000 megawatts of wind energy across 41 states. Here in North Dakota, we produce nearly 3,100 megawatts of wind energy in 29 North Dakota counties.
So we're in the hunt, right, with these other 41 states contributing to that nearly 100,000 megawatts. Texas, number one, and North Dakota, as I say, in the hunt. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the investment environment that we're in right now. A lot of the wind developers and companies are making new investments to turbines that currently exist. That's number one, right?
That is number one. We're seeing many of our wind companies come back and change up their turbine heads from 1.5 megawatts to 2.5 and or greater. So if we have wind farms, and I like to talk about the project in Ashtabula, they've been around since 2004 to 2005, and they're doing finished a massive upgrade. And what people don't realize with that is that lease payments then change. Counties continue to make more money based upon the megawatts that are produced. All around, it's a good thing for rural counties in North Dakota, a really good thing for North Dakota landowners and those people who hold leases with wind turbines.
Now, so it sounds like when you say 1.5 megawatts per turbine to 2.5 or greater per turbine, is that just technology? We're just getting better at this? So in other words, you need less wind farms to generate more megawatts?
That's true.
So it's not a bigger turbine or anything. It's just more efficient. We design it a little different. Just get a little better at it.
Well, technology has always been our friend here in America, and we're going to continue to see major improvements in wind turbines in the future.
But 26% of the electricity generated in North Dakota is from wind. And you mentioned earlier 29 different counties that are there. Bob, I want you to talk about some of these counties because, you know, sometimes when we talk to critics, they poo-poo this as, you know, a bad idea being a, you know, a whatever the reason for not liking wind energy. But then you have people in the counties go, hey, wait a minute. You know, it's our turn here a little bit. And we've seen this movie before in North Dakota, right? We got to be cautious about these counties that, that are the have nots.
Well, that's exactly right, Scott. As you and I and, Tammy have talked before, I mean, one of the things that, I was struck when, I worked for Schaefer and Hovind both is, you go back into the early 90s and the late 90s, the economy in North Dakota was not what it is today. And we had people leaving the state. We had children and grandchildren moving to L.A. and to Phoenix and Denver. And so we were the governors and the legislators back in those days were trying to diversify our economy. And so one of the things that I've always appreciated about wind is that it gives those rural counties, and I'll use Williams and Burke as good examples, where they've got a new opportunity for diversifying their economy and an investment that would not likely to be made in any other time frame. And so, you know, if they're not in the middle of the oil industry or they don't have a national park going or something like that, wind gives them another economic opportunity that doesn't that wouldn't otherwise exist. So that's one of the things I guess I've always appreciated about the wind development in North Dakota.
And, you know, again, I understand that there's people that that don't like it. I always say, are you aware that this entity is one that wants all of the above? I mean, if all of us in energy played in the all of the above space, everybody would be better, right, rather than having one against the other. And Cole's done that over the years, too. They said, hey, wait a minute, just let's have a true all of the above, not say you're all of the above, but then not be for us. Let's, you know, let's do all of the above. It makes good sense, and it also is a chance for some of these counties to get revenue that they otherwise wouldn't get. We were on a wind farm doing the show one time, and the fellow there said, you know, here's my land, here's my neighbor's land, here's, you know, a few of these $10,000 a year each in revenue that they're receiving for the leases on their land. And, you know, in a down farm economy, you start counting up the turbines, that's not chump change. You know, that's pretty amazing. That's, I guess, going back to, yeah.
And to your point, I guess that's one of the things that I've always been struck by this conversation as well, is that it gives the landowner, that farmer, a little more diversification, a little more stability in terms of his cash flow. If you take a typical farm family and they've got several turbines on their farm and they lease those acres for 25, 30 years, that's a $1 million revenue stream to that farm family. And that gives them more stability, gives them better longevity to stay on the farm, to contribute to the rural communities that they live in or live nearby. And so that's part of the value of what wind development brings to rural North Dakota.
So on that note, let's just kind of go through a quick list just so people understand what this touches. You know, I mentioned the $10,000 per turbine. So if you add everything up, $15 million in annual lease payments to landowners in North Dakota. So that's new money. And, of course, the lease payments happen for the lifespan of the project. So if the project's, you know, 25 years that it's operational, that's entire time. So it's, you know, many of the original leases are now seeing upgrades. So these new, turbine heads we talked about generate increased payments to landowners. So that's a good thing. What else? Tammy, walk me through a few other things where there is a benefit. I get pockets, you know, money in the pockets of landowners. What else?
Absolutely. We have nearly 3,000 people directly employed in wind energy in North Dakota, and that includes the manufacturers who produce components for the wind farms. And also, I have this great story about a young man, age of 20, graduated from high school in 2018, did the wind technician program at Bismarck State College, recently took a job with a wind farm in Morton County, making $39 an hour plus benefits. So when you talk about a young guy who can make that kind of money in a company and live in Bismarck, go to work every day, $39 an hour is great cash, in my opinion. And that's one of the good stories. Because what Harms was talking about, too, is for years our state worked to how can we keep young people in North Dakota. So working together and all of the above energy policy has allowed North Dakota to really expand and diversify and keep North Dakota kids, young people in our state.
$9.5 million in annual property tax payments to counties. And, Bob, going back to your point earlier, in some of these rural non-oil-producing counties, that property tax revenue is not, you know, that's like dropping manna from heaven, right? I mean, that's money that wouldn't otherwise be there.
Yeah, no, and that's a big deal. I mean, you take a typical wind farm is going to pay a county around $1 million a year, depending upon the size of the wind farm, but that's a pretty typical property tax payment for today's wind farm. The legislature increased the property tax load of the wind industry by 50% in 2015. And so we're going to see more and more property tax payments to those local entities where wind farms are located.
Hey, questions or comments for our group? Welcome to, by the way, at 701-258-0550 on the program. Here's more of that wind energy benefit fact list. $2.8 billion in infrastructure investments. $2.8 billion. So, again, that's the money. Okay, they're buying this. They're building that. Wow. 2,000 landowners are the number of folks that benefit from the lease payments we talked about earlier. And a typical wind farm in North Dakota generates about $28 million in property taxes for a county. So that's why you hear county commissioner saying, look, this is very good for our county. It's been a blessing. They like it. More coming up. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge of San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six-Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Sleeping so well these days, I can't even begin to tell you how great it is. Thanks to MyPillow, we have a new deal now with MyPillow. Everything is on sale. That's right. Everything is on sale. Up to 50% off. The body pillow, normally like 80, actually, it's, you can save up to 50%, But the body pillow is $29.99. That was regularly $89.99. So you're saving more than 50% there. It's a good deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Also brought to you today by our friends at Schweitzer's. Oh, my gosh. North Dakota raised, ready for the grill, burger patties, Wagyu, Angus. Only shop in North Dakota that carries Wagyu beef, known for that intense marbling. It's the best. Almost once a day, I got an email or a text from somebody saying, thanks for the tip. Found Schweitzer's. It's fantastic. 625 South Washington Street. You tell them Scott sent you, you get a discount. Right by Dan's and Runnings there off of South Washington. Open until 6 tonight. So get in there and load up. We have so-so weather, so you might as well grill to make yourself feel like it's summer. All right. Here we go. More of our conversation on American Wind Energy Week with Tammy Ibach and Bob Harms. Question or comments, welcome. And Tom in Bismarck has a question. Go ahead, Tom. You're up.
Well, my comments are, we're talking wind is, energy is so great, and I guess we forget about coal and oil, natural gas. When they're talking about this one person that gets $39 an hour, that's how many, it employs one person. How many people does a wind farm really employ once it's up after the Florida company comes in and puts it up?
All right, let's talk about that. What does it take to staff these wind farms?
Well, the general staffing is somewhere between 5 and 7 full-time employees. Some have 12. It just varies. And our intention today was not just, we, at the very beginning of the show, we talked about the importance here in North Dakota to have an all-of-the-above energy policy. We, like coal, have tremendous respect for the coal industry in this state. And for years, coal country led the state in the top salaries out there. That's outstanding. We like oil. We like natural gas. We like North Dakota working together to produce more of wind, oil, coal, gas, and let's export more. So it's never our intention to not include coal in the discussion.
Yeah, I would say, Tom, anytime we're doing the, well, you know, if wind wins, you know, oil loses, or if wind wins, coal loses, or whatever, is sort of a circular firing squad, right? And that's what I like about comprehensive energy. When you say, hey, I want all of it. I want all of it. I want all of the above. And it gets talked about a lot, but to actually say, you know, we're all in this together, I think it's a great way to go. So I applaud that about our friends from North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, because I'm the same way. I came at this reluctant and not all that, you know, spun up on wind, heard a lot of the things, and I started digging in and said, why? Here's my thing that I think everybody should think about. If you, Tom, had your way and said there was no wind in North Dakota, the same amount of wind would be generated. Just South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana farmers would get the money that would now go to landowners in North Dakota. Bob, am I right?
Yeah, Scott, you're exactly right. And I guess I understand Tom's sentiment, but it goes back to the public policy discussion that we've had in the governor's office for years. And Hoeven helped formulate this idea of having the energy sector stop fighting amongst themselves. To your point, the circular firing squad, and how do we work together, cooperating with one another to sell more energy to the rest of the country, as opposed to arguing about who's best. Wind is better than coal, or coal is better than oil, and not having that debate. That's counterproductive.
This is good business, too. I mean, this energy, talk about where it goes.
Well, in North Dakota, we sell, North Dakota is a member of MISO and SPP. Those two entities represent about 27 different states. So electricity is an export of North Dakota. We export about 60% of what we produce on an average. It goes up and down, but that's one of the exports that North Dakota has today, whether it's generated by natural gas or hydro or coal or wind. But we export about 60% of it to 26 other states. And in the process, that's also good for North Dakota consumers, North Dakota businesses, North Dakota homeowners, because we enjoy some of the cheapest electricity in the U.S. North Dakota is about in the top 5 in terms of the lowest electricity in the U.S. according to the EIA And they did the study back in February 2018.
70% of all the electricity generated in North Dakota is exported. And you know what? You can say the same about ag products, right? All the way down the list. So this is, we're all in this together. We only have a short time left, but I want to talk a little bit about, American Wind Energy Week. It's a good time to announce what you're up to with the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. What's next?
Well, Scott, we're going to expand our time with you and this program, What's on Your Mind, and we're going to move into a What's on Your Farm concept, and we will launch that come September, where we will take your show, North Dakota's Comprehensive Energy Solutions, and go to a farm and or ranch in North Dakota and spend a good part of a day, do a big barbecue, and talk about what's on your farm.
Holy buckets, am I going to have any fun doing that? When I get to go on the farm and on the ranch, those are my best days, our best shows here at What's On Your Mind. Can't hardly wait. All right, you two, thank you very much. Enjoy your American Wind Energy Week. I hope you're having a little cake or something, you know, to celebrate. Some candles on that baby, and have a grand time. Thank you both. Bob Harms, Tammy Eibach on What's On Your Mind.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.